point you look tired and then all of a sudden you got your energy back? Tell us about it.
Yeah, when Matteo and Matthew van der Poel came to our group, they were really going really hard, and this moment I was a little bit on the limit. But then I was drinking enough, and I had something to eat, and in the end I think the others got more tired, and I kind of stayed on my level. I even tried to drop them on the last climb, but they were just good enough to stay with me. I gave everything I had, and yeah, in the end I'm happy with this bronze medal. I mean, I really didn't hold back today. I just went for it full gas and tried to do the best I could. I mean, in the end, maybe it's easy to say, okay, you should have waited, you should have done this, but I just kind of, once I was there, I committed, and I went on from there, and the other two who beat me today, yeah, they were just a little bit better.
And tell us about the last 500 meters. It's a little climb there.
Yeah, but we were all really, really on the limit, and I tried to kind of accelerate in the sprint, but yeah, I just felt I didn't have anything left anymore, because I really went all in on the last climb to try and make the difference. And yeah, in the end you have to choose a tactic. I mean, with Mats and Matteo, these are really fast guys in the sprint, and yeah, it's not my strongest point, the sprint. So yeah, as I said, I just kind of had a plan to go full in the last climb and see on from there. And yeah, I think I can be happy how I rode today, really with full passion. And yeah, it was a nice race, I think, even though the weather conditions were typically Yorkshire.
What do you think to the Yorkshire weather, and what do you think to the Yorkshire roads?
Yeah, I mean, I really like Great Britain. I've done the Tour of Britain a few times, so I kind of know the area a little bit. I know the rough roads, the yeah, like twisty up and down, and you always kind of have to be vigilant, you always have to be well positioned. And yeah, I mean, with the rain, it really didn't make it easier. And yeah, we had really heavy rain, and with the cold and everything, I think it was just the last man standing who had a little bit more left than the others in the tank. And yeah, I mean, at one point I just told myself, okay, either you're gonna stay here in the bunch and kind of wait for the others, but then you always have to be in the best position to try and do something. So I just thought, when Craddock went, I go for it. And yeah, then some riders dropped again, some others came back, so I think I showed that I was really strong today, and I don't have any regrets, because I think in the end I did a really good race. I tried everything, and in the end I was riding for the world title and not making sure that I got like even silver. I mean, it doesn't change if I have bronze or silver, so I tried to go all in on the last climb. It didn't quite work, but yeah, as I said, I have no regrets.
And would you like to come and race in Yorkshire again?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd is really great. I think the people here love cycling, and it's really nice to race in such a region where you can really feel the passion for cycling. And also the fans are kind of connoisseurs. They all the time know the riders, and you hear your name. It's really nice. I think, although the weather was maybe not what the organizer was hoping for, but in the end we will remember the hospitality of Yorkshire and the really nice race we had today.